Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone online, on Skype. But you know what? Online and Skype, that's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
That's like saying everybody eating oranges and oranges. Okay, check. I won't say that. Welcome into the Thursday edition of Kale's Corner. I'm your host, DMV Kale. I got my co-host, Lady T, bad as she can be. Yeah, that mouth. And we're gonna ask you all for 2 hours of your Thursday so we can talk this sports thing. Yeah, I mean, today, hey, Treece, I'm telling you, man, moving to a new post was, what word am I looking for? That
amazing.
Amazing, magnificent, grande. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to say, because, you know, there's always a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. It's this lady, older lady that works on the post. And when I got off, I came in the locker room, started changing, you know, where or bring home. And she was sitting in there eating some fried chicken. And when I walked in, Treece, she looked at, you would have thought I was the dude that stole a package off of her porch during the holidays. Yeah. So I asked her, I said, excuse me. She was like, what? I said, what did I do to you? She said, what do you mean? I said, why are you gritting on me? And for those of you who don't know, gritting is a D.C. slang for stirring me up and down like you hate me.
She like you want to do something to me.
Yeah, like you about to do something. And look, I put my fist up. I said, what you want? And she started laughing. And I said, there you go. I said, why you ain't do that from the beginning? She said, what? I said, why you ain't give me that smile from the beginning? I said, my grandma used to say all the time, I ain't sleep with you. You know, I ain't come up short with my half on one of the bills. Why you looking at me like you ready to stab me? She said, consider yourself lucky, because that was not, said, well, sweetheart, you got too much anger in your little body. Because just to look at me that way, I'm telling you, who done made you this mad? You ain't been to work nothing but maybe 5 minutes, and you already ticked off? She said, no, it's not that I'm ticked off. I don't want to be here. I said, yeah, I understand, but because you are here, when you get off, you can go to where you want to be. You need to start thinking about it like that. You know what I mean? And she said, you know what? Yeah, you got a point. I said, okay. So, is my apology covering that? She said, boy, get your stuff and get the hell out of here. And we both cracked up laughing, telling you, man, it is. And this is a coworker who always has a frown, always looking like, you know, I can't stand you. And I was like, nah, sugar, don't do it like that. Now, I'm going to say, for the record, she's not a very attractive woman. So I said, you can't walk around with that ugly look. Show that beauty that you got inside, girl. She said, Matt, shut up and go home. I said, no problem. You ain't got to tell me twice. I'm going to go ahead and go home. But it led me to think on my way home, why do people do that? You know, I understand different circumstances and situations fall upon us from day to day. But every day, something to frown and tear your face up about, that's too much energy, too much negative energy, you know? So after that, the people that thought I was driving too slow and drove past me blowing their horn, smile. People on the sidewalk waiting for the metro, as I drove by, I smiled. It's a commercial right now out that says, be the first to smile and see how other people react to that. And that is such a powerful action that we as human beings have control of, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to feel it every day. You're not going to feel like doing it every day. But when you think about it, how hard is it to smile? You don't even have to speak. How hard
you take less
is
less?
It? You know, so that's my new goal. I'm not going to say resolution, because I'm not going to lie to y'all. every time I try to come up with a resolution for the new year, usually by mid-February, that's gone out the window. It's gone. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to remember, smile, just smile, you know, make people think, well, what he got going in his life so good. Then I'm gonna tell him about my children, you know. I'm gonna tell him about my lady, you know. I'm gonna tell him about Kale's Corner, you know. Everything in my life that I love and hold dear. Now, again, every day can't be that day, but every day shouldn't be that other day as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Dang, treat you. You say,
no, I feel
yeah.
It.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, let me tell you why I say it like that, because I can understand where you're coming from. Like, every day you're not going to feel amazing. But if you put forth the effort to try, at least to try,
mm-hmm.
and feel
mm-hmm.
amazing, then you might just feel amazing anyway. Or you might make somebody else feel amazing. You know, just with
right.
the smile or the nod and, you know, the acknowledgement of the person. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you never know what somebody is going through. So, yeah, a smile can go a long
never.
Way. So I do understand
never.
What you're saying.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and that's a great point. You never know what someone else is enduring or having to work their way through. So, yeah,
right.
it's a good thing, man. It's a great
yeah.
thing. How was your Wednesday / Thursday, sis?
Well, you know, listen, what I'm going to say, it was amazing. Okay?
Amazing.
Anything? Yes, it was amazing. Like, seriously, it was amazing. I know people probably saying they tired of hearing me say how amazing it was or my day was amazing. My day is amazing. I start out with a prayer. I wake up in the morning. I say my prayers. Will Tanks lead us in prayer. I pray that he come home safely every day. You know,
right?
I mean, it just be amazing because when people leave out,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? They leave out
mm-hmm.
to go wherever they're going and to do whatever they're doing. People don't understand that getting back home is
mm-hmm.
just a blessing by itself.
Yes,
so,
it is.
I'm doing amazing. I'm doing amazing.
That's what's up. My mom used to say all the time, if you want to see your reason, you should have a smile on your face or
yeah.
goodness in your heart, the news, and see how much calamity and drama that missed you that day. Then
yep.
pray for the folks that are on the news that didn't avoid that drama or calamity,
yep.
you know?
Yeah.
You know, so that's one I've taken with me. I don't watch the news as much as I used to because
I don't watch it at all.
It's so depressing.
Yeah,
so,
they never give you the good stuff. It's like they give you 99% bad and 1% good. So if you watch the 99% bad, that one day that you don't watch the news, that's when they're gonna give you all the good stuff. So you know, I just choose not to. It's too much.
Yeah,
it's
agree.
It's really too much. It's too
I
depressing.
Agree. But I have no choice. Reese is a news head. You understand me?
Okay. Listen, some people are. Some people can do it. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do it
and
in the morning.
I commend her for doing it. I commend her for doing it because she can keep me abreast to what's going on. All I got to do is call her then.
Yeah. Look, Andrea Rome, she gonna tell you everything that's happened.
Oh yeah.
But
now
I
saw that Renee Poussin.
You know, Reese Poussin. I can watch it early morning because I'm interested in the weather and the traffic. But now it's like the only traffic they talk about are the accidents. The only weather that they want to talk about, well, Saturday we're expecting snow. Okay, but it's Thursday. What are you expecting for my day ahead of me? I'm not thinking about days two, three, days away. I want to know what today is about. But anyway, y'all know me. I can go on and on. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to bore y'all. All right. On today's episode, this Thursday/Friday episode of Tales Corner, we'll discuss the latest news and event in the NBA and the NBA mock draft, according to each team's current position. They've already put NBA mock draft out there. So, and you guys, this first hour will be nothing but NBA. Has to.
Mm-hmm.
We really haven't talked NBA this week. We were involved and wrapped up with NCAAs and the championships and all that. I want us to take a real serious look at the NBA today, if you guys don't mind. Lady T will present the Week 18 version of Lady T's Picks, okay? And we'll take a Kale's Corner look at Week 18. And I'm doing this way so we'll have more time to discuss these games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to think, you know, I know we're going to know each other's outcome because we're going to do the pick first. But I want to go into detail with each game. You know, are the Bills going to utilize the running game more than the passing game this week? So, yeah, I want you to get your minds ready and think about that. Now, you can join Lady T and our online corner crew, my Betty, with her whoop whoop yell on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in studio family on 563-999-3782. And we all know that each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
It's our
only. Know what I'm
only.
Talking about?
Know what we're talking about. Yeah. So we're going to take a brief intermission, get ourselves together in order, and we'll jump right into the NBA. 563-999-3782. As Treese always say, we don't own the rights to this music, but we own the boogie. We'll be right back. Zazy.
Dedicated to all the pretty girls, 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 all the pret fucking me. But I have a little problem with you not fucking me.
Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, make sure you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitch, I think I put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga.
The Gucci won't get moist.
Boy. Forgive me, I ain't realized Dirty goes that hard in this song.
You
I
know he go that hard, go. Bro. Come on. That man go hard.
NBA.
I ain't messing with you.
NBA All-Star Game, LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo lead first voting results. Excuse me, first voting results, meaning LeBron will pick a team representing the East and Giannis will pick representing the West, forgive me, and Giannis will pick the team representing the East. Am I mistaken or... Don't they allow them to pick other players that's not in their conference now?
Like, well, they used to. That's how it was. So they're going back to the old rules. Everybody that's in the East is being picked on the East, and everybody on the West is being picked on the West.
Okay. That's a little better to me.
That's a lot better.
Yeah. I didn't really
the only thing I don't like, and please forgive me, I didn't mean to cut across you, but what I don't like about the pickings and the people who are picking, it should go to, I know they're really good players, you know, and LeBron just won the tournament play in and all that, you know.
Right.
But his team is not even 500. Right? His team not even 500.
Right.
No, I mean, so my thing is, why not pick that whoever that's holding that number one spot, someone from their team, pick the team on the East, and who's ever holding the one spot on the West, which is the Timberwolves, somebody, they get the pick for first right pick. I just don't think it's fair that somebody that's not even 500 gets the first pick, like, or get to be the captain of the team of that conference. So that's just my, let me get off my soapbox, but that's just my pet peeve. I just don't like that.
Right. Well, we all know that the NBA belongs to LeBron right now.
Yes.
We all know that. So, and they've shown us that they're going to, I bet you, Tariq, when the NBA finals come around, they're going to find a way to fit LeBron on the camera somehow because the NBA loves this man. The NBA loves this man. And I'm not, guys, I'm not hating. I'm not, you know, saying that they shouldn't. All I'm saying is, sort of what I believe my co-host just said, it's kind of unfair. It would be unfair to the two teams who've fought all the way through the season, and now they're in the finals. You want to show the quote-unquote guy that is supposedly the king in the NBA. I just don't think That's right. I think he should do what every other player does. If my team has not made it or is not there, Kevin Durant is an amazing player. But if the Phoenix Suns are not on the floor, Kevin is not in the building. Unless he has a nosebleed seat somewhere. But I believe that the camera would find him if he was sitting way up high somewhere. I hope that the NBA doesn't do that. But the way that this season is looking and the homage that they paid this man all season long, it would not surprise me if they did that. All right, let's go to, do you have anything else you want to add, Chief?
No, not to that. No, I'm good.
All right. Let's go to Brother Ted. What it do, Theodore?
Ted, I ain't going to put your whole government out there, Ted. I ain't doing that. What's up, Ted? Unmute yourself,
Ted. Take your phone
Ted.
Off mute, bruh.
Hey, Tales Corner family. Hey, I appreciate that, Lady T. He's straight bogus, but but yeah. Kale, you. Oh, hold on. Let me get this right. Oh man, this is my physical therapy. Come back to me, man.
Okay. Hope all is going well too.
Yeah. That's what's up. All right. 007, what it do, Doug?
Hey, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, bro.
Hey, I'm excited about this new NBA All-Star format, bring back the old school.
Yeah, me too.
You know, because the other one, the format they had, like, that was WTF. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm glad that was the business.
Wait, hold on. 007. It was what?
WTF? Question mark.
I love you, 00. Go ahead. Finish your comment. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, I don't know what's going on with that in the past, but the future looks bright. And one thing you got correct, though, you know, this is LeBron James' world, and we just going to have to deal with it, unfortunately.
I'm WTF. That's my new thing. I'm WTF. That is
but, it. Yeah, like I said, I'm very happy about this format. It's going to make it much more excited, like in the 80s, like I used to watch basketball in the 80s. In the black and white TV. Now I can see it live in color.
I know, that's right. Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Kirby said, happy Thursday's greetings to Kale's Corner and the corner of panel of experts. He said the Nuggets will take the West because he lived in Denver and his neighbor said so. Laugh out loud.
Did you see the message that Kirby put on Kale's Corner?
Let me go check.
He's talking about some tree. I need you to let DMV Kel know I had to tow his car out of the front of Kel's car. I said Kirby make me sick, man. Come on, he had
he
to tow
had
my
to
car away.
Because he was in front of the Kale's Corner. He was in his spot.
Yeah. I think Kirby is sick. All right, let's go to Brother Chang. What's up, Chang? What say you about this NBA going back to the old school All-Star game?
Thanks. I agree with you. What's up, Kale's Corner family? Much love and respect. I agree with everybody, man, because that way that they was doing the last, what, 3 to 4 years or however long it was. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like the duress.
WTF.
There you go. Hey, 007, I was falling out when you said that. Absolutely. WTF.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
so happy that we're going back to this way. You know what I'm saying?
Me
because,
too.
I mean, that's what the All-Star game was about when we was growing up. It was the East
mm-hmm.
against the West. It was the East and West on the same team. So I am happy that they are definitely going back to that. I've been waiting for this for a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't like that East and West and all that. That ain't All-Star. I mean, it's all of the All-Stars, but it ain't what we came up on.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
How could it be a game, though? How can you really say that it's a game if you got the East and West mixed up on this team and the East and West mixed up on this? So who really won? Because
mm-hmm.
there ain't no East mm-hmm. and West. It's just an All-Star game. Like, that's – I don't get it.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It was all right for the NBA to try to do something different because, you know, they try to change it up to make it exciting. And some people probably did like it. But
right.
I just know the old way was the best way. And, you know, and I'm
yeah.
glad that they realized that and they went back to it and didn't wait for
yeah.
10 to 15 years to go back to it. They like, all right, this ain't going to work no more.
Uh-huh.
Let's get back to what it used to be. East against the West,
uh-huh.
and that's what it is.
Oh,
they probably had too many complaints. They probably had too many complaints, and then the numbers probably went down.
Right.
That's why they went back to it. That take a long time,
yeah.
I believe. Everything you said, Lady C.
Mm-hmm.
I think what made them try that was we saw great players playing for their own team. And some people thought, you know, what if Kobe and LeBron and, you know, Murray and all these guys had an opportunity to play together. But to me, I'm with all of you all. It was a tremendous failure to me. It was a tremendous failure. All right. 75. What up, 75?
57. What's up,
y'all? What's happening?
What's up, Harper?
Man, I like the fact that they're going back to the old way they were doing it now. The thing is, the reason why they changed it was back in the Tim Duncan, Kobe days, the West was just eating it up every year. And they was trying to change it. That's the only thing I hope
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen, you know, is that you end up, you know, one league just running away with it every year. But, yeah, I'm with Tang and everybody else. I think I like the fact that they going back to the old way and let's actually have it to where it's supposed to be, the East against the West.
Right.
Yeah.
The East just got to up their game. That's all. They got to up their game.
I was just about to say that. They're going to have to just come on with it now. Y'all can't be letting the West Coast just tear you up like that. There's too many good teams. The Celtics, the Bucks, the 76ers, the Heat. You know, it's too many good teams over here. We can compete just like they can compete. I said we because I'm on the East Coast.
To me, the West was more of the run and gun type of offense, and the East was more of a half court offense, you know? And it was like with one team playing one way and another team, because like you all just said, it looked as if the West was just dominating the All-Star game, and it wasn't that they were dominating. They were just playing a more fast-paced game. So, you know,
dominating.
I guess
dominating.
They were winning every year. They were winning every year. If y'all remember, after Patrick retired, no big man were really in the East. Shaq went to the Lakers, so they really didn't have any big men. So the West had Duncan, Shaq. You know, they had everybody out there. And they were just running away with it. I didn't like this idea of, I don't like the players coaching the team and getting, I don't like all of that. Like Tang said, you know, to me, that's a bunch of junk. Get you a coach to coach the team and put you the quality players on the team that can play.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. We know in baseball when their all-star game has meaning. If the East win, then the final games are, you know, played in the East first. The East team has the home advantage. If the West when the West team has the home advantage. Could something like that be done in basketball as well? Do you guys think something like that would work?
It's worth a shot.
Anything worth a try. Anything.
You know? Yeah.
Because the MLB doesn't care about your record. They are like, well, this team won the All-Star game, so they are going to have home field advantage, thanks, T. They're going to have the home field advantage once the finals start. But the NBA is strictly by your record.
I was going to say, yeah. That's the only reason why it wouldn't work, because it goes strictly by your record.
If I can say something, I think the difference in the NBA and baseball and football is that football and baseball actually listen to what the fans wanted to see. To me, basketball is so arrogant that they feel, and that's because we do pay the money and go to the game, that anything they put out there, we're going to watch it or we're going to come and see it. You know, it seems like the game is geared now to the players and the players only, how they feel. They don't even put out hard enough, you know, and don't care how much you pay for your ticket. If LeBron plays over 30 minutes tonight, tomorrow night he got to take off, you know.
Right. That's
I mean, that's what they give us. And we buy it.
That's true. Let's go to D-Mob. D-Mob. How you feel about this NBA order with the All-Star game?
What's the order?
They're going back. Go ahead, Teresa.
They're going back to the old school rules, the East versus the West. All the players from the East are playing on the East. All the players on the West are playing for the West team. So they're going back to the old school rules. How do you feel about that?
I guess it's true. It wasn't nothing wrong with it when they switched it. It was just, I guess, for excitement. But, I mean, going back, I guess it's good. Honestly, I don't have no problem with it.
Back in the day when it was East versus West, it was more of a game. When they combined East and West, it was like the players didn't take it serious. It was like
they played
around.
They were scoring 200 points.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to cut crosses.
Yeah. They played around when buddies got the team up rather than when it was strictly East players versus West players. We saw actual basketball.
Right.
I mean, that came down to the type of players that was in the league. So now you got a lot of guys that grew up with each other in AAU, and they then went through the whole circuit with each other all the way up to the NBA. So now you got a bunch of guys that really, really know each other. So it ain't going to be that competitive in that atmosphere. They really probably really out there to have fun. and just winning the show. But I think the last couple All-Star games have been competitive just inside the fourth quarter when they really trying to, you know, win that money.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, because that's a great point. They tried to throw money at it to get these guys interested, and that didn't. But I mean, we talking about a bunch of dudes who are already millionaires. So
it was only competitive inside that fourth quarter, honestly.
Right.
Yeah. Because it was money in it when he was watching it young. It was always money in it to the winner. Well, to both of them, but the winners got the most.
All right.
Hey, man. Those guys pick up a script when they go in there just like actors do. And that's all basketball is, man. It's entertainment. You know, like D-Mob just said, you play three quarters, you run and gun, you throw the ball up and down the court. Don't nobody play defense. Then the fourth quarter, you play defense. Well, you know what? I saw that last night, and it wasn't even an All-Star game.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, man. That was a good one. That was a good one.
We got a caller here, Mark Unknown. So, Unknown, you on live.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
I ain't saying that I'm the best. I'm just one of those guys, man. You know what I mean? What's going on?
What's up, man?
You know what, man? He always got to do that, man.
Not talking to the best song.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, he got to keep us off balance all the time.
I'm a problem, man. I can't help it, man. Some people don't cooperate. That's just how the world works, man.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man. 57 hit it on the head. No, that's what I was going to get to. 57 hit it on the head. That little period where Brian went to like 9 finals in a row, the East was down. They didn't have as many all-NBA players as the West did, so they was getting washed in that All-Star game. So they tried to figure out a way to fix it, and also they can make a TV show out of it. Don't forget that part. And there's a couple good moments from it, though, because – remember that year when Harden and Durant had gotten to it and Harden finally forced his way out? And then at the All-Star game, Durant was like, I ain't picking that dude. So, you know, we had some funny moments from it. But, yeah, I would rather they go back to tradition, East versus West. Because, you know what I mean? You got like 100 years of history almost. So why not keep some of their tradition alive, man? But also, it's an entertainment showcase. It can't be like a real serious game because, hell, how many plays you going to actually run? You just basically,
and
you know, got
to,
people
to
running,
be
pick
honest,
and just, you know, running gun.
To be honest, Nas, you have more competition in the dunk contest than you do in the actual All-Star game. Now, what I don't like is the format of the dunk contest. You miss your first three dunks, and they give you an opportunity still to win. And it's like, you got to count those misses to me. You should count those misses. And after you miss a certain amount, then you should be disqualified. But they,
This is entertainment. They ain't
going to
do that, bro.
Yeah.
Kale, if you could solve the dunk contest, Adam Silver will send you $100,000 tomorrow. They've been trying to figure it out. All the dunks we know have been done. It's just hard to fix the dunk contest, man. It's basically dependent on who show up and if they got something new. So until another Vince Carter-type dude show up, I mean, it's going to be what it is, man.
I'm glad you brought him up, Nas, because I'm watching this. To me, the worst part of the All-Star game weekend is the dunk competition. I'm tired of seeing guys jumping over cars, ladders, people's heads. You know, Dominique, Michael, Vince Carter, man, they You know, there's no creativity out there where you can just a dunk. You know, don't let me say, I don't want to see you jumping off the roof, dunking the ball. I just want to see a creative dunk where you grab
the
ball and go to the hole. But you know what, then eliminate the dunk contest, but all this 5-6 people out there, you got to jump over their head in order. Nah, I'm tired of that, man.
Yeah, and
I'm tired of that.
We done seen it all. Back in the day, they was giving Dominique 50s for doing the same windmill. Like, they ain't going to do that for you no more.
Well, what's wrong? What's wrong with a player paying homage to that great? Because that one year when Vince Carter dunked and put his elbow in the basket,
in the ground.
Was like, oh, my goodness. That Bama got crazy ups, you know? And
but Kel, if somebody do it again, it ain't gonna hit the same. It's just like when Ryder did that between the legs dunk. Man, it's kids at AAU doing that on a fast break now. So we done seen all this stuff, man. It's just I don't know how you fix a dunk contest.
Let me tell you, the only way I'm gonna be impressed if you dunk it and you send your whole body through there, just dunk it and you go in with the ball. They just did everything.
Wow. You know what?
They're going to just jump through the rim.
Yeah, just jump through the rim with the ball.
You know what?
I know. The girl came out of me just now. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like the over the loud and all the cars on the court. And
yeah. I'm sorry.
We say no.
Nah. No, man, I apologize. Go ahead, Don.
I didn't mean to interrupt. No, I'm just saying, go back to Kenny Skywalker and some of them ones that won back in the day, or Kenny Smith throwing the twins' legs off the backboard. Man, somebody do that now, we like, bruh, 30. Like, ain't nobody excited by that stuff no more. Cause we just,
yeah.
We
bring Spud Webb back, man. Shoot, what the hell?
Yeah.
All right, I know. If you can jump from the logo into the basket, then you got my 10. I need something. I need something different. Like all y'all saying, I need something different. Because everybody doing the same thing, switching between the legs, boom, and then you go behind your back, you turn, boom. It's just we done seen it all. How many people gonna do it and we give them a 10?
Yep.
So
man, they gave Mike 250s for jumping from the free throw line. He did the same dunk twice. They gave 50. They ain't doing that now.
Hey, but bro, look how pretty he looked when he was go flying through the hoop.
Oh man!
Yeah.
I like the Spud Webb dunk.
Yeah, Spud Webb had a nice one. Look,
he's little. Anything he gonna do is gonna be exciting. He ain't nothing but
fast. Yeah, that's what I like him.
Yeah.
Hey, when Mike did that dunk from the free throw line, I was over Damon's house as a little boy. We were over there. We was watching it. And he and I both was like, oh, my God. His mother said, that's a camera trick. Can't nobody jump on that. That's a dang old camera trick. And we was like, nah,
right,
Mama J. That wasn't no camera trick. She was like, no, nobody gonna tell me that man can jump like that. And sure enough, he like 57 said, he did it twice, and everybody was like, wow, all miles dropped open for real. So.
Yep. You look at the fans' face while he's going.
Right. The best part about dunk contest always been when somebody do something and the other players are in awe of it. And that's what you see, like the Vince night or Nate Robinson's night. Like, that's what you see sometimes. But when it's popping, boy, it get real quiet in there. But honestly, we have just as much fun roasting the thing when it's bad than we do when it's good. So we can't get on social media and talk bad about them all night afterwards if it sucks.
Yeah, true that.
It's just something to say for old school sometimes, you know. Progress is great, but sometimes it's something, just to say, to look back and say, oh, man, that was great. We probably won't see that again, you know.
Yeah, and we won't. And like 57 said, that's a great thing when it comes to old school versus new. And I for one appreciate these young men trying to think now, jumping over the cars and all that. Yeah, come on, bro. Especially that year that they robbed John Wall and gave it to what's his name, man? The light skinned guy.
I know you're talking about
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin.
Yeah. John clearly had one of the most amazing dunks that night. But Blake Griffin was the newer name in the league, and you know, they went on and gave it to him. But I was like, man, y'all robbed John. Y'all robbed that man, because his dunk was more exciting. It was more difficult. And Blake Griffin jumped over the hood of the car. He didn't jump over the body where people sit. No, he just jumped over the hood of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But
what kind of car was it, Kev?
A Kia.
Car was it, Kev?
It was a Kia.
It was a Kia.
Sponsor All Star Weekend.
Yeah. No argument.
Yeah, they got some money out of it.
Hey, but
come on, Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
Now, as far as what you was talking about, as far as the All Star game, I agree with you, Lady T. As far as LeBron and them shouldn't pick. They pick, you know, before, you know, they lose, and why should you pick? You know, I think as far as y'all talk about going back old school, I think the fans should go back and pick him, not the players.
That's
you know, I think the fans should go back to picking. And like you say, I agree with all you guys said about the slam dunk contest. And Lady T, you took the cake with saying, right, go through the rim, because then I did everything else. As far as Nate Robinson, you get 10 tries to win the slam dunk contest. That was ridiculous, man. Okay?
Yeah.
The only short guy I think really won it was Spud Webb. But Mike, my guy, you know, 50 grand, that's my man. But they did cheat Dominique on one of them contests, you know, for sure.
In Chicago. Yep.
Indeed. In 88. Yeah, indeed, man. I was at home.
I don't mean to cut across you, Ted, and forgive me for saying it.
Don't forget.
Dominique did that little wind up that he does all the time. He did that in 2 rounds. Y'all ain't forget. Don't y'all forget that now.
Hey, you know what? As far as Dominique, man, they really robbed it, because he should have been one of the top 50 players, man, because Dominique used to get them boys some business. You know, he was in that East, and East was tough then. You had Boston they had to go through. You had Detroit they had to go through. Even Cleveland was tough back then. East was really, really tough. Milwaukee was tough. They had Sidney Moncrief. So Dominique was hanging with it. He was scoring like 28 points a game, averaging that, and up there top scorer. So they didn't make him top 50. That really was a travesty on that one right there. But I agree with everything you guys say. But I think they should just go back to old school, where the fans should pick the All Stars, and then also the slam dunk. Even the format is crazy. You got two to three, you only got 4 players in it. Why should you have more players? You know, and then also, is this, like you said, is this thing get crazy? Then also, why haven't LeBron never got into it? You know, that's just one mark against him, I'd say. All the greats have
done. He didn't want to get in it there. He didn't want to get in. I don't know. Maybe he's not a good dunker like that.
Well, yes, he is. I mean, I thought he was a game dunker like Vince Carter's a game dunker. A lot of Dominique was a game dunker, but they all displayed their skill because that's what the fans wanted. And, you know,
I
and
think
that's
maybe
what,
Dominique.
I mean, you still got to have creativity to your dunks. You still got to have
creativity. That's what I'm saying.
LeBron don't have creativity to his dunks. He get on the fast break, he windmill. He get on the fast break, he do. That's not what you take to the slam dunk contest. It's a bunch of in-game dunkers like a Terrence Ross. And it's a bunch of guys that's in-game dunkers that are dunk on you, but it don't translate to a dunk contest dunk.
Yeah. But see, why didn't he's supposed to be that king. Why didn't he get into it, though? I'm just saying. He's that great.
All the fans
have wanted him to get into that, right? As a fan, all of them wanted to see that. Was he scared to lose?
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Was he scared to lose? That's my question.
That dunk contest was like a rites of passage back in the day. It was like a rites of passage. And that's why so many people found criticism with LeBron. Because around about the same time, that's when that king moniker stuck. And everybody was like, but you haven't been in a dunk contest. We want to see what you can do. Now, D-Mob, I've never really thought about it from that way. His lack of creativity in the dunk.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a lot of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Well,
and he didn't want
to
look regular.
Exactly.
Go back to the McDonald's game. He wasn't that good in the McDonald's slam dunk contest. So, I mean, that's just not really his thing, like my man was saying.
Yeah.
But the other part is, if he win, he's supposed to win. If he lose, he look bad. So it really ain't no win there. And then the other part of this is the NBA culture part. They look at it as a little homie event. If you one of them guys, you would rather be on the sideline with your camera making faces and laughing and setting up the after party than the people in it. You look at it as, oh, that's the little homie. Let's see what he do.
Kevin Garnett.
Shaq, you know, like Shaq and them. But Kobe got into it. Vince Carter, you know, all of them, you know. Skywalker got it. Kenny Skywalker. You know, all the cats got into it, man. That was supposed to be known as somewhat dunkers. Kenny Smith.
He can dunk. When he coming down the court, like D-Mob said. But when you get out there, you got to have some type of creativity. You got to show off.
Yeah,
and LeBron's not that type of guy on the dunk.
But I'm saying, Ted,
do you want Giannis inside the dunk contest?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Sean Kemp was in it. What creativity do you see in Giannis that make you want him to be inside a dunk contest?
Fact.
We don't know what he might pull out.
I said, what do you see?
I said, this is what I said. You don't know what he might come out with as far as in the slam dunk contest, but I do see things in the game where it's very creative. So
like what
I'm
what?
Okay,
name
Sean Kemp was in the Sean Kemp is
a one hand or a two hand power dunk. That's all he's gonna do. And Sean Kemp,
Sean Kemp had creativity. Can I say this now?
Go ahead.
Okay, we know what he does in the game and this and that. We know what other players done in games also, but when it was time to do slam dunks, they did other things, okay? What I'm saying is this is when it brings out creativity. He might not have it. He might not. But what I like to see him, Sean Kemp was 6'10". He was in it then. You had Larry Nance.
He was in it. Sean Kemp showed you in game that he had the creativity.
Yeah.
Giannis is not as creative as Sean Kemp. No, he's not. A lot of people is not. But what I'm saying is that that doesn't mean that he cannot be in the slam dunk contest. You ask me what I like to see. You ask me what I like to see him in the slam dunk contest.
But why would you get in something if you're not going to win it? If you know those five guys are better than you and you have no chance, LeBron knows his limitations. That's why he's a smart guy. He ain't gonna go out there and let you see him not be able to dunk or not be able to win the dunk competition, so he doesn't get in it. He knows he can't win.
That's my point. That's what I said. That's what I said.
No, you didn't say that.
Hold on, I did. I said, is he afraid to lose? That's what I said. Is it, and then we also said, was he afraid to look bad? That's what I said.
He said that. The answer is yes.
But he's not a fool for not getting in it.
I didn't say he was a fool. I did not say
he was a fool.
We said. I know that. I just said we wanted to see him. You know, as him saying that he's the king of all this, as him being compared to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan did all these things. Kobe Bryant done all these things also. That's all my perspective on it. That's all.
All right. I understand.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. Cap, come on in here, Cap.
Cap.
Oh, my God. Yo, what up,
the reigning champion.
For sure. Oh, there you go with that. You had to tell him that.
The reigning champion.
Ain't nothing but a habit. That's all. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Cap.
Great.
El Capitan.
Where do you stand with this star format going back to what it was back in the day?
All right. Well, let me preface my statement with this. I was an all-star junkie. Listen to what I'm telling you. I used to be an all-star junkie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember the old grocery carts that we used to push as kids. When we used to put the all-star game on, my cousin and I would use that as a basket. And we'd be in the basement watching the game, East versus West, and we shooting in the food cart. But I went to nine straight all-star weekends, traveled all the different towns. Went to the slam dunk, went to the three-point. I actually even got on the floor one time and played a half-court game against Larry Nance. Y'all remember Larry Nance?
I know that's right.
Yeah, like, party with all the stars. I mean, I got a million stories for another time, but I used to love the all-star, but it didn't dry out now to me. Like you say with the slam dunks, what else can you do? What else can you do? Like, my man Joe Green, he blew out the cupcake. Dwight Howard put on the cape and raised the rim to 12 feet. Nate Robinson, 100 chances. Iguodala got burnt one year. on and on. But
y'all going to stop picking on Nate, man. He was a little dude.
Yeah, but that thing got crazy at the wild. He's falling asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole format is cool. Right now.
Bet it won't be no more dunking. Yes,
right.
Yes, it will.
Steve Brown pumping
I would like
up his
to
shoes.
See John Morant. I would like to see John Morant get in it.
You took the name right out of my head because I was sitting here thinking if they do raise that rim 12 feet.
Yeah.
Who could still dunk? I think Ja Morant could still dunk.
Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon got cheated that year. I'm sorry. But Aaron Gordon got cheated that year also.
I don't know if I can say cheated. They both was good as hell, man. Zach LaVine.
Jump out of the gym.
But Aaron Gordon, man.
I think he would do it.
He had to dunk under the rim, man. He was, you know, when he took it from that little monster thing, on the little frisbee bike, whatever thing he was on, man. Aaron Gordon, Aaron Gordon was doing some funky stuff, man. But anyway, a lot of people got cheated, you know. But like I said, it's not the same as it was. So, yeah.
Hey, John Moran,
the young boys I see out there now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cap.
Yeah.
That's Nas.
That's Nas. Go ahead, Nas.
That's Nas.
No, my bad, 57. I was just saying John caught Wimby the other night. He dunked on Wimby two-handed.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. He did.
Yeah.
He set him up. Yeah. He quick off his feet. That's why Wimby ain't right.
Yeah.
That was his first time facing him. So he don't know his tendency.
Yeah, right.
Wimby
they rated to 12.
Hey, yeah. Nah, some people got disrespected for the Chicago Bulls last night.
Don't do that, bro.
Right. Hey, come on, sis. Tell the truth,
tell him,
sis.
Tell him, LT.
We're not doing that right now. We're not doing
tell
that
him,
right
LT.
Now. We're not embarrassing nobody right now. That's not what we're doing.
But don't even talk about y'all Wizards. Y'all got blew out by 40 points.
Hey,
okay,
wait, look. We expect
that.
To get blown
hey.
Out. That ain't even funny no more.
Hey, man.
That's
why,
like a tragedy on
the
way to the
Wizards
gym.
Out there, man. Y'all know we the G League playing in the NBA. Cut it out.
Exactly.
Y'all the worst
y'all
team
know.
Out here right now.
Yeah.
Well, we missing players.
So
yeah,
what?
The only people.
Players. Vucevic was out. Zach LaVine is out. And, of course, Ball is still out. So don't go there with us. Don't do it. And we still winning.
Man.
Anyway,
it's been,
he's still
it's
winning.
Been so long
okay, sis.
Since Ball has played with
year.
Y'all.
I
seldom forget he's a member of your team. It's been
listen,
so long.
But listen, it's a gruesome injury. I'm just glad to
I know.
Listen, all jokes aside, I'm just glad he's walking. You know what I mean? Like he's walking on the two good legs that God gave him. I'm glad of that. He's supposed to be coming back because he's already shooting around right now. He's moving around. He's running. He's doing a lot of stuff. So next year, he'll be back. Thank you know, God willing, next year, he'll be back.
Yeah.
He made it to that second contract.
Y'all stink.
Yeah.
All I can do is hold on to my is wear my jacket with my sixth championship. That's all right now.
I know that's right. I wish I had me a jacket I could wear.
Come on
that's
in here, Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
That's a hint hand for my husband. It's Tang on here. That's a hint hand for him. Wish I had a jacket with 16 on it.
What's up, Marcus? You bringing Marcus in here? What's up, Marcus?
Oh, he's
what's
not
going
me.
On, family? How y'all doing? What it do?
Marcus!
What it do? How y'all doing?
Man, long time no hear.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Marcus
good to hear
is
y'all.
Jamaican, y'all. Marcus
yeah,
is Jamaican.
Y'all.
Man, all
right.
Type of job.
I'm sorry, bro. You cut out. What you say?
I said Marcus is a Jamaican. Marcus got more jobs than anybody I know. For real.
Yeah, that's fact. That's
you
fact.
Know?
That's fact. Yeah,
but,
I'll be wearing a couple hats. What you say?
I was going to say, man of many hats.
Somebody got that deal.
Yeah.
Hey, you're right.
True.
You're right.
True.
I got many kids, and they all got to
eat.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you ain't like, and get them to the grip.
Somebody take care of him either. He got it.
Yeah,
he got it.
Yeah,
he got it.
Yeah, and I don't put nothing sharp near my nuts. So
oh,
nothing
my.
Going,
you
going on.
Oh,
TMI.
My.
It ain't never happened. I'm just saying. You will never snip nothing in my nether regions. Won't happen.
Yeah, never. Never.
Oh, man. Hey, man, listen, I seen this movie the other day. This chick did this to this. She did a Raina Barbette on this cat, man, and cauterized it, man. I'm like, oh, Lord, I felt it. I'm like, oh, whoa.
So I got a family member, you know, rest in peace to him. But he struggled the last bit of his life with not even the last bit, man. A good 25 years, man, because he went to the doctor to get it for, to get a vasectomy, and they slipped it wrong too. Ain't nothing to fix.
All right. That means he liked a lot of sushi.
Hey, but listen, here's my take though. My take on the slam dunk contest. You know what they be doing real creative stuff, but you know what they haven't done yet? They haven't hung a J off the rim and hit it and then dunked.
I just said keep a G. That's what I just said.
I haven't seen nobody successfully do it with two balls.
You said it.
I've seen two people do it with two balls.
JaVale McGee did it with two balls. Larry Nance and Doc.
You're right. Doc and JaVale McGee and Larry Nance. Yeah.
Marcus.
Yes, sir. No, don't go back. Don't go back. I'm sorry, Marcus. Don't go back. Yes, sir. After the show, man. And this, those of you who don't know Marcus is a CEO, personal coach, boxing coach, and certified nutritionist. If you guys need that service, he is available.
Yeah.
And he likes banana pudding.
Yeah.
Yes.
For real.
Marcus, my daughter makes a mean one.
Yeah.
No, leave that alone.
He already got some, T.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. Here we go. 563.
Him and Tang already got their banana pudding.
563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Morgan Boy.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Gotta get around the go. Spice it like gum. Spice on the bun. Y'all look. Ain't ready. Tasting the boat. You gotta get a minute to ready. Sharp as a machete. Don't buy them. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. Better bring some water, get gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum, bruh. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go.
Lady T's right here. Let me do this real quick, T. Reese, you in? Come on, Reese.
I'm in.
Okay. 007, you in?
Yep. Yeah, man.
Tang. I know Tang in. I know 57 in. D-Mob,
yep.
You in this week?
Nah.
Okay.
What?
What's up, D?
Hey, Mima. You in this week, Mima?
Yes, and I'm paying for Ted this week.
You what?
You paying for who?
Ted.
Oh.
Ted, okay.
Hey,
you don't never offer to pay for me.
Marcus.
Because you not her brother.
Nah, not this week, bro.
Okay. Cap, you
I ain't your brother, Nima.
Cap,
no, I'm telling man. I'm gonna give somebody else a chance. Hold on, y'all.
Let me get this line up real quick. So I got Kale, Tang, Lady T, of course. Reese is here. 57, Mom Betty, Nima, 007, Cap, and Kirby.
No, I'm not in
Did
Lady T.
Cap's not in. You got to get in this, Cap. Don't do that crap, bro.
No, you in, Cap. You in, Cap.
You in, Cap.
You in. We ain't doing that. That's the last game of the season.
Bully.
You are
yeah.
Hell.
And we
hell
don't give you
the bully.
Big.
All right,
big.
That's
he won't be magnanimous.
Y'all know what I'm about to say. Y'all know what I'm about to say. Cash App dollar sign. I mean, my Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys. $5 donation, $5 donation, okay? It has to be in before 7:30, before 8:20 tonight. Is it 7:30 or 8:20? 8:20 tonight kickoff.
Ain't no game tonight.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Sunday. My bad.
Saturday. Saturday. 4:15 Saturday. Ravens Steelers.
Yeah, Ravens Steelers Saturday.
Yeah, two games Saturday. Everything else Sunday.
Everything else Sunday. Correct. And you know what? I got it wrote down too. Two Saturday games and everything else Sunday. No more Monday games. No more Thursday games. Got it.
Right.
So y'all already know we need a score for the last game. The last game will be the Bills and the Dolphins. If you guys can, you know, keep that in your mind, that's going to be the last game, okay? So here we go.
Real quick.
Lady T. Yes, sir.
Can I report? Tyreek Hill had a fire at his house. A fire. Okay, I didn't know if
he's not playing.
His child was playing with a lighter, they say. And it caused an accidental fire.
Sad the Dolphins game, so we can talk about that.
How do you tell if he got burnt?
We're going to talk about it, y'all. Let's get the picks in real quick.
Hey, man. Mima, you put me in? Thank you.
Yep, you
all
in.
Right.
Thank you, dear.
Y'all ready? Everybody
Let's run it.
Cap, you in too. So somebody got you. Nobody got you, we got you. Because you already the reigning champion. We can use some of your money because you already donated it. So we can just use that. So
He was bragging.
That's okay. He got the right. He got the right to pray. And Mom Betty was before him. So two Ravens, y'all. We cannot let these Ravens keep winning, okay? Because Mom Betty was right before that, okay?
Go ahead, Mom Betty.
You can't do it. All right. Cap, since you're talking, we're going to start us off, Cap. You're going to start us off. Steelers, Ravens. Ravens, right?
No, I'm Steelers because we're resting. We're playing our backups. Steelers need this game.
Okay.
I'm going to Steelers.
Oh man, you make me sick, man.
That's why I keep winning. It's logic.
Come on, Ted.
What team is playing? I didn't hear that.
Steelers and the Ravens. This game is in Baltimore.
I'm going with the Ravens still. Even though Lamar might be not playing.
Oh, Gerald is here too, you guys. Gerald is here too. Gerald is going Ravens. Mom Betty, of course, is saying Ravens, baby. She's screaming it to the top of her lungs. 57, Steelers?
Yes, ma'am.
Kirby, you got to tell me what you picking, Kirby. Just write it down, and I'm going to write it when you write it. You got to write this whole soliloquy. Ravens, okay. Ravens. I picked the Ravens. He said he picked the Ravens to be in the Super Bowl before the regular season started in last September. Okay. Same.
Steelers.
Steelers.
Oh, what Cap said, 57.
I'm going Steelers. Kale.
I'm going Ravens.
Alone.
Mm-hmm. 007.
Steelers. Meemaw. Ravens and backups.
All right. The next game we have is Texans.
Okay.
I got you, Cam.
No, I thought you missed Ted, but I see you here now.
I got Ted first.
Right.
All right, y'all know all of these games are division games, so I don't have to tell you guys that. All the games are division games. Texans versus the Colts. Come on, Reese.
Colts.
Gerald is saying Colts. Ted, what say you?
Colts.
Kirby is saying Texans. Mom Betty is saying Texans. Is it? Yeah, Texans. 57, what say you?
Colts.
Mima.
She's getting on my water over there.
Colts.
007.
Colts.
Kale.
Colts.
Thank you.
Cap.
Going to Texas.
Kane.
Houston.
I'm going Texans. All right, you guys. Jags versus the Titans. This game is in Tennessee. All right. Jags, Titans. Jags, Titans. Okay? 57.
Titans.
G is saying Jags. Ted.
Jags.
This should be a sweet.
Cat.
Jags.
Saint Jags. 007.
Titans for the upset.
Titans for the upset. Mima.
Jaguars.
Mom Betty is saying Jags. 57.
I said Titans, right?
You did. My bad. I apologize for that. Come on, Reed.
Get me. I forgot what I said.
Jay. I apologize. Tang.
Jay.
Kale.
Jax.
I'm going Jax as well. Did I miss anybody? No, I did not. Okay. Let's keep it moving, you guys. We're doing amazing. Vikings versus the Lions, you guys. Vikings and the Lions. Come on, T.
Lions.
Come on, Cap.
I'm sorry, Lions versus who?
Vikings.
Vikings. Vikings and the Lions. Ooh. This game is in Detroit.
Detroit Lions.
Lions. All right. Come on, 57.
Detroit Doctor.
Come on, Mima.
One of my team members says who's refereeing.
good one. Good call.
We're going to the Lions.
We don't know them by name.
But okay. They're playing in Detroit, though.
Exactly. Everybody right. Online, Gerald, Kirby, Mom Betty, is all taking the Lions.
Doctor, Detroit Doctor.
And you know they're going to want some get back.
Come on, 007.
Lions.
Come on, Kale.
Lions.
I'm going Lions. Tang.
Lions.
And reach a cup.
Lions.
That is our first sweep, you guys. Lions for the sweep. The next game we have Falcons versus the Saints. Falcons versus the New Orleans Saints. Okay? All right. Come on, Mima.
Saints.
Come on, 007.
Saints.
Kirby is saying Saints. Gerald is saying Saints. 57.
Saints.
I'm going with the Saints.
Come on, Betty is saying Saints. T, what say you?
Thanks.
Come on, Tang.
Thanks.
Come on, Reese.
Thanks.
We might have our second. Sweet. Come on, Kale.
Thanks.
And I'm going thanks. That is our
That's
second
right.
Sweet. What happened?
New Orleans, baby.
Yeah. Thanks, thanks, thanks. Let's keep it moving. We have Jets, Patriots. The Jets versus the Patriots. Let's come on, KO Sarzo.
Jets.
Come on, Tang.
Patriots.
Come on, Reese.
Jets.
Jets. I like the way she said it.
007.
Jets. My people, man. Patriots.
Come on, Mima.
Patriots.
Gerald is saying Jets. My Betty is saying Patriots. Come on, Ted.
Bill's last game.
Huh?
Bill Belichick's last game. They're going to win it for him.
Oh, Patriots. Come on, Cap.
Got the same logic as Ted has. They're definitely going to have Bill Belichick winning going out the door. So you can book it. Patriots, book it.
All right. Book it, Dano. Come on, 57.
I'm going with my sister Reese. Jets.
Jets. I'm going Patriots. Did I miss anybody? No, I did not. Let's keep it moving. Bucks versus the Panthers, and I think Baker Mayfield is back. So Bucks versus the Panthers, and he's trying to stick it to him, you guys.
He needs
Let's
to.
See. Come on, 007.
Yeah, it got to be the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm. The Buccaneers. G is saying Panthers. Come on, Ted.
Bucks.
Kirby is saying Panthers. No, Kirby is saying Bucks. I apologize. Come on, 57.
You know me, a buck and ear.
A buck and ear. I know that's right. My Betty is saying Bucks as well. Come on, Mima.
Bucks.
But come on, Capitone.
I'm going with the Bucks. This will be the last one of the year, so I'm going with the Bucks.
Okay, I'm going Bucks. Come on, Tang.
Bucks.
Kirby said Buccaneers on their bucking head. Come on, Reese. You said Bucks, Bree?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. And Kale.
Buccaneers.
All right, that's our third sweep, you guys. We got the Lions,
now,
the Saints,
G,
and...
G said
huh?
Panthers. G.
Oh, that's right. G, yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah. So we just have the Lions and the Saints. The Lions and the Saints. All right, you guys, let's keep it pushing. We have the Browns versus the Bengals. Browns versus the Bengals. I am taking the Browns. Come on, Ree.
Browns.
Come on, Mima.
Browns.
Kirby is saying Browns. Mm-hmm. Browns. G is taking the Browns. Come on, Cap.
The Bengals are resting. I mean, the Browns resting the starters. Bengals will win. Garrett
right,
ain't playing.
Bengals. Okay. My Betty is saying Bengals as well. T, what say you?
I feel the same way Cap do.
You want the Bengals?
Flacco, yeah, Flacco resting too.
I got you. Come on, 5-7.
I'm going with the dog pound, the Browns.
Yep. Come on, Tang.
Browns.
Kale.
Browns.
All right, you guys. That is, 007.
And the Browns.
And the Browns. Got you. I got everybody now. I got everybody. All right,
you can
guys.
Tell when he ain't in the bathroom.
We got the Bears and the Packers, you guys. Bears at the Packers. This game is in Green Bay.
Green Bay in the building.
Let's see. Who's going to start us off today? Come on, Reese Cup.
Packers.
Come on, Tang.
Packers.
Kev.
Packers.
Gerald is saying Green Bay. My Betty is saying Green Bay. Might have another sweep. Let's go, Ted.
Whatever. I'm going with the Bears. Come on,
oh,
y'all. Don't
that's
even
right.
try.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have wrote Bears for you and not even called your name.
Indeed.
Come on,
Justin
Cap.
Gonna pull something.
I know that's right. Come on, Cap.
I'm gonna make things Justin feels late. I'm going with the Bears. They're playing spoilers. The Bears is they're aiming to play be spoilers. So I'm going
exactly.
with the Bears.
Exactly
Kirby
right, Cap.
Kirby is saying Green Bay. Mima, what say you?
Green Bay.
Come on, 007.
Put a love for money. Packers.
Come on, 57.
Packers.
They're like, y'all going to learn today. I'm going Green Bay. All right. Let's keep it moving, guys. We have the Cowboys and the Commanders. Cowboys at the Commanders. Hill, I'm putting Washington for you, right?
Right or die.
Mima, you got Washington?
Yes, and I wish you boys on this team stop talking about my whatever they call the people, the Commanders. They call it a condom and all kind of stuff over here.
They call
the condom.
Yes, and whoo, they call the condoms, and they say they can't hold nothing. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, no.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a star beside so we can talk about it. Come on, go.
Bunch of premature ejaculation.
You want me to put Washington, or you want me to put Cowboys? What you going?
I don't trust them. I'm going with Cowboys. Don't trust
okay.
them.
At all. My Betty is saying Cowboys. Come on, 57.
Cowboys.
We winning.
Dang, I put Cowboys for you already.
I hope so.
Dang.
I heard you. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Reese.
Washington.
I had to ask. I'm going Cowboys.
Like we didn't know.
You got
come on, team.
Cowboys. I have to ask him after if I can.
I put a star beside it. I put a star beside that one.
Thank
I got you.
You.
Uh-huh. Gerald is saying Cowboys with Lord have mercy. My Betty is saying Cowboys and Kirby is saying Cowboys.
500 yards.
Come on, Cap.
Man, the Cowboys. I'm 0-5 with the Commanders, so I got to go with the Cowboys on this one.
I know that's right.
It's going to snow Sunday.
All right. So we're
yeah, still got
that
coach.
I put another star beside that joint. We definitely want to talk about that one. All right. Broncos versus the Raiders. Broncos versus the Raiders. Let me make sure I got everybody. Broncos versus the Raiders, guys. This game is in Las Vegas. Right? Because they're in Las Vegas. Right.
And put Broncos a star.
Versus the Raiders.
Put a star what? Beside that one.
What? Broncos and Raiders?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Gerald is saying Raiders. Somebody's suing on the phone. Y'all got to mute yourself. Come on, Ted.
Raiders.
Come on, Cap.
The Raiders.
Wife, that's wifey. Wifey said it for me.
Cap,
that was
said
her.
Raiders?
Yeah, I had my wife say it for me. She stood in for me for a second. She wanted,
hey,
to, get, she wanted to make her debut.
On,
she wanted to make her debut. Uh-oh.
Hey,
all
right, guys. Kirby said Raiders as well. Come on, Mama.
These bums said Raiders.
Uh-oh. My Betty said Raiders. My Betty said Raiders. How about 007?
Broncos.
How did I know?
Come on, 57.
Raiders.
Come on, Shane.
Broncos.
I was going Broncos. I should have went before you. Come on, Reed.
Raiders.
Come on, Kale.
Black and silver. Raiders.
I'm going Broncos. I think I got everybody. All right. And I put a star beside that one as well. Next we have up is the Eagles versus the Giants. This game is in New York. Eagles, Giants. G, I'm putting Giants for you because I know that's what you're going to pick. Come on, Kale.
Eagles.
Come on, 57.
Giants.
Come on, Mima.
Eagles.
Yes, and Eagles. Come on, 007.
Eagles.
My Betty is saying Eagles. Kirby is saying Eagles. Gee, I put Giants for you. He said Giants, even though I'm true to my team. Okay, I got you. Come on, Cap.
Tough one, because I don't know who's playing.
Eagles, Giants.
No, I don't know if the starters are playing or not.
Oh, the starters.
I'll say Eagles,
playing,
though.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but I'll go Eagles.
They need
okay.
to play.
That's true. That's so true.
Come on, Ted.
Yeah, Eagles definitely need to win, so I'm going to go with Eagles. They need to win.
They need to win, huh?
For sure.
All right. All right. Come on, Tang.
Giants.
Come
for
on,
real,
Tang? I put a star beside it. I got you, Ted. I got you. Come on, Reese.
Eagles.
I got you, Ted. Come on, Kale. Oh, you did say Eagles. My bad. I'm going Eagles as well. Only because they need to win. All right. I put a star beside that one as well, you guys. The next we have up is the Seahawks versus the Cardinals. Seahawks versus the Cardinals, you guys. And I think all of the starters are playing in that game, but I don't think Kyler Murray is playing. I'm not sure if Kyler Murray is playing. I think the other guy is playing. But Seahawks versus the Cardinals is the teams that are playing. Okay? Come on, Mima.
Cardinals.
Come on, 007.
Seahawks.
My Betty is saying Cardinals. 57.
Seahawks.
I'm going Seahawks. Kane.
Cardinals.
Gerald is saying Cardinals as well. Ted.
Is Geno Smith playing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Seahawks because Kyler Murray, he got me last week. But he ain't playing.
Come on,
though, but.
Seattle.
Kirby says Seahawks. For the win. Come on, Reese.
Seahawks.
Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
That is everybody. Okay. Rams versus the 49ers, you guys. Rams versus the 49ers. And both teams are playing the backup quarterback. So, just for FYI, both teams are playing their backup quarterback. I'm still taking my 49ers. Reese, what say you?
49ers.
Mima, what say you?
49ers.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. I wrote it down in the wrong spot. Wait. All right. Okay. Kirby is taking the 49ers. My Betty is taking the 49ers. 57, what say you?
49ers.
007, what say you?
Rams.
With Vince? Oh, no.
I'm about to say.
Tang, what say you, Tang?
49ers.
Kale, what say you?
49ers, man.
Why did you say it like that, bro?
Because that's how I'm going to say it.
I love you, though. Come on, Cap.
Bang, bang.
I know that's right.
Bam, bam.
Well, I'm like Kel. I hear you, Kel. I got to go with the 49ers. Forget it.
Hey, Ted, why you saying it like that? Come on, G. G said the Rams. All right.
Ooh.
Did I miss anybody? I didn't miss anybody. Right. Okay. The next game we have, and listen, this game, Chiefs versus the Chargers. Chiefs versus the Chargers, you guys. I'm going Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs. Kale, what say you?
I'm going to go Chargers.
You going Chargers? Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Come on, 57.
Chiefs.
Kirby is saying Chiefs. Gerald is saying Chiefs. Cap, it's on you.
Chiefs.
Gotcha. Ted.
Even though I don't like the Chiefs like that, but they need momentum. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. They need to keep their momentum going.
Okay. Mima.
I'm sorry. What was the team?
The team is Chiefs versus the Chargers.
The Chiefs.
Okay. Mom Betty is saying the Chargers. 007.
Chiefs.
Tang.
Yeah. Wrong with the Chiefs. And can you switch me to Seattle?
Huh?
I'm going with the Chiefs, but can you switch me to Seattle?
Yes. Gotcha.
And the Cardinals in Seattle.
I got you. Come on, Reese Cap.
Chiefs
Chargers. Got you.
Chiefs. Yeah.
Okay. Make sure I got everybody. Chiefs. Okay. All right. In this game, you guys know how it goes. The Bills and the Dolphins, I need a score. Bills and the Dolphins, I need a score. Mom Betty is saying Bills 28-24.
God,
Kirby said that Doc says the 49ers, you know, he won the Rose Bowl and then the draft about to be. Uh-oh, we'll do that later, Curtis. Mima! Mima!
Mima, you finished?
All right, 007. I come back to her. She's probably thinking. 007.
I'm going with...
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Hold on, 007. Wait a minute. What'd you say, Mima?
32-27 Bills.
Come on, 007.
35-17 Dolphins.
All right. Kirby is saying the Dolphins. And he is saying 45-20. G is saying Bills. And he is going 35-21.
Kirby got too much oxygen.
Come on, 57, why you talking? Come on.
31-23. Bills.
31-23? Okay.
Yep.
All right, 31-23. Okay, that's good. Come on, Reed.
Dolphins, 28-24.
Wow.
That score already is done, boo. I need you to change the score.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I'll come back to you. I'll come right back to you. Come on, Kim.
Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
21-17.
Come on, Richie Cup.
Dolphins,
30-21. Ooh.
Okay, you got that. You can have that. Come on, Ted.
Now, see, that's, I got Bills 30-21.
Oh.
You got to pick another score.
But I got Bills winning, having 30.
You
got to
pick another score.
Just pick another score.
Let's pick another score. We'll tell you why later, but can you pick another score?
30-24.
I don't understand that. I just want to understand it.
30-24. All right. Come on, Cap.
I'm going to say the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Bills 27. Dolphins 21.
27-21. Okay. 27. Okay. That's good. Come on,
Tank. Going with the Bills. 23-19.
Where'd you come with that 19? Where'd you get that 19 from?
No, he didn't have
like
it. 19. Okay, 23-19.
He said 19 last
going.
Week.
Yeah,
he did.
I'm going Bills as well. Oh, I'm going to put a star beside that one because I think I'm going to change before the show ends. Bills, right now, I'm going Bills, and then I'm going 21-20. I'm going 21-20. Ted, we changed the score like that because if you have the same amount of picks correct, then it will have to come down to the score. And if somebody has the same score, then it's going to be a tie. That's why we're saying change the number. Okay?
But
I wasn't trying to be a smart butt, but I was just trying to tell you. That's how we
I understand that, but I'm saying, but we have different teams winning.
Listen, it don't go by teams. It go by number of picks that you have. So if you have the same amount of picks, then okay, good. So let's deal with the first one that we have a star beside, and that is the Browns and the Bengals. The Browns and the Bengals, you guys. We got to go fast because we're up against time, you guys. Browns and the Bengals. Who wants to go first?
The Browns aren't playing.
I think Flacco is going to have a good game. And the Bengals are not going to get over the fact that Joe Burrow is not there. And that defense for the Browns playing great right now.
Yeah, Flacco's not playing, brother.
Like
you
said, the Starters are not playing.
They're not playing for anything. They're just showing up.
Right. And that's what I wanted to ask the question. That's why one of my asterisks. You know, what do y'all think about a lot of teams not playing their starters going into the last game with some teams needing to go in with momentum? You know, keep a momentum, leave it, then you're resting. I see it's a good thing you want to rest some of them to get them healthy or what have you, but then what if, you know, some of them are playing good and you just break their momentum, you know?
Or they break their legs before the playoffs.
I think you got to know your team.
That's every season. They do this every season.
Yeah, I know that's true.
I think it's good to get the backup some playing time with most of the starters. So I think it's a good thing to get the backups in there so they can see how fast the game is and get them acclimated and get them some reps. Get them some reps. So I think it's a good thing.
Get that next man up mentality in that system too.
Yeah,
I'm with you, sis.
I think that answer, though, I think that first answer, like you said, depends on your team and how you think you gauge in your team, you know, and what you feel your team needs and stuff. And going, like you say, you don't want to take a chance to injure your top starters and stuff. And some of them do need the rest to get healed. So, yeah, it's tricky.
The next
you got to decide.
Okay. The next game we have is not to cut anybody off. The Cowboys versus the Commanders. The Cowboys is a star beside that one. Cowboys versus,
why?
I don't know. Somebody said put a star beside it. I put a star beside it.
Man.
I want to tell you my ass.
Hold on. Come on, Reese.
I want to take the Cowboys.
You want to go to Cowboys, okay.
Yeah, because I already know that the quarterback is.
Aren't they playing in D.C.?
Let her finish, y'all.
They playing in D.C.?
I don't believe in Howell. I don't do Howell. He's next. Why don't let to play the other quarterback instead of Howell?
Hey.
Trubisky.
They want him to have 17. They want him having 17 game up on this belt. That's what they've been talking about, man. I don't know why. But that's what I've been hearing them talk about. Give them all 17
What's
games. What's
the wrong?
Hey,
what's
Reed,
up with number 17?
Hey, Reed, we're going to see the people tomorrow, man. We're going to see the people. I need my name.
Dallas don't play good away from home.
No.
And it's going to be snowing, raining, or sleeting in D.C. when they play this weekend. Dallas is going to lose this game.
And they're watching them, you know. Well, you know, Washington might like to play spoiler, you know, against Dallas. So
exactly.
They always get up to play Dallas, whether it's good, I mean, a meaningful game or not. They always get up to play them.
Right.
Always.
Right. And, but then also you got to look at Dallas want to keep momentum. They, you know, they trying to, you know, prove something. Also, they trying to go to playoff with a win.
They
so,
want to.
But they're going to lose because they're trying to get their first round pick. They're going to lose.
There you go. Commanders want to get that pick.
That's what Mama said. I wrote that. Mama said that. Mama said the first round pick is why the Commanders should lose. All right, next game, y'all. We got to move. We got to go. We got to keep it going. Broncos versus the Raiders. Broncos versus the Raiders. Anybody want to talk on that one?
The Raiders are trying to get Pierce permanent, so they want to finish strong. They like Pierce,
right.
The interim coach.
Exactly. And Russell's not starting, is he?
No.
No, yeah, no Russell.
No, he's benched. He's benched.
They got a bull. Right. Jason Statham. They got Jason Statham starting.
Yeah. He looked pretty okay the last game out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eagles versus the Giants. Eagles versus the Giants. Anybody want to touch on that one?
The Eagles need to win. Eagles need something to feel good about, man. Because they've been looking like garbage the last couple of weeks. So they might win.
All right,
I have a question. You saying Russell Wilson benched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since last game.
I'm going with the Raiders, please. I ain't know that.
No, you can't change. You can't change. We talking about
man,
it now.
I know that.
I got you on those
seven. Hey, the man been in the cave for the last 2 weeks. He just came out and said, oh, the sun's shining.
Anybody else want to change because of the momentum? Anybody else want to change? Going once, going twice, you still can change. You have up until 8:20, but you have to post it on Kale's Corner before kickoff. You have to post it on Kale's Corner before kickoff.
Not tonight.
I gotta change.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Before Saturday, you have up until then to change.
Give me the Chiefs.
Give you the Chiefs. Got you.
Yeah, over the Chargers.
Oh,
yeah.
Patrick can't stand to lose. You know, if he loses, he will cry.
I love y'all.
Oh Lord.
Hey, let me just say one thing real fast. Hey.
Come on
I know we ain't get to the last game, but that Bills game, I just want to tell everybody that picked Miami, they're not going to let Josh Allen lose because he has to win to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
Thank you,
yep.
Shane.
Thank you, brother. That was my logic, but that's it right now.
Thank you. They got to win.
Y'all have up until Saturday kickoff time. Y'all have up until, 1 o'clock? Well, I say 12:58 to change. Post it on Kale's Corner. Do what you have to do. Make sure Kale and I know that you guys want to change. You have to do it then, okay?
Okay.
Tang, you already talking. Give it to us.
Oh, man, it's always beautiful to be on here with y'all, Kale's Corner family. Keep everybody in your prayers. Much love and respect. It's the last week of football. Well, not the last week, but it's the last regular season of football. Yeah, let's just enjoy this football games on Saturday and Sunday. And here we go.
Oh,
Lord.
No. Goodbye.
Oh,
sir.
Lord.
Goodbye,
love.
Sir.
All
and with that
it's his time. It's his time.
Listen, I'm cutting them off, y'all. I'm cutting them off. Don't even worry about it. I got it. I'm cutting them off. With that being said, with the here we go and all that, Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Mom Betty is saying peace, love, and soul. Tang is saying be safe and pay attention. And I am saying love everybody and love on everybody that loves you, okay? Just love on them. Even if they don't love you, just love on them back, okay? Keep everybody prayed up. Keep everybody prayed up. And Doc, look, Doc gave us a shout out on his show. So that means we're doing something right. Okay? Love you guys. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, thank you all. This was a great, great presentation of Kale's Corner. We're starting the new year off right. We're starting this off right. And that is because of you. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you guys. Hey, listen, Enjoy the sports this weekend, football. I don't know why they're putting Masters commercials on already, but I can't wait. I cannot wait. I love golf, and I love you all. And remember, no phone call or text is more important than your life, than your life. So with that being said, if them wheels is moving, that phone needs to be put down. We'll talk to you guys next week, Lord willing. Everyone have a safe and amazing weekend. We'll get back at y'all.
Funky rhyme with a funky style. I got a funky, funky rhyme with a funky, funky style. I got a funky rhyme with a funky, funky style. I got a funky rhyme with a funky, funky style. Keep it rickety and rock, it was my favorite cartoon. After marriage, the honeymoon. I'll be damned, gag me with a spoon. Who loves Papa Alice Jones? Ladies, let your body flow. Send a chill up your spine like an Eskimo. Here's a backstage pass to a funky show. Come give me a kiss under the mistletoe. Greg Knight, my life's like a fairy tale. Parker was a great big whale. I knew a fat girl who broke the scale. You won't say yo, I won't say yo. Clientele, I must excel. Took a little test, I passed and failed. Break, club, no need to hit him. Skin, you got him, I wanna get rid of. Funky rhyme or with a funky funky style. Funky funky rhyme with a funky funky style. I got a funky rhyme or with a funky funky style. Got out of my bed about 8. And then I called Greg Knight cause it wasn't too late to get some skins and come around the block. Cause man, my chip is harder than a rock. He said bet. So I let Greg Knight call this girl named Anna Zett. Anna Zett, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this set? He says, "Ooh, don't you fret. My swift is on his way, yo, quiet as kept. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Knight, is that girl all that?" He said, "Ooh, the skins is fat. I don't beg cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia. Zirconia.
All we wanna do.